Good afternoon. The front that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms to our region yesterday continues to track off the eastern seaboard, taking the wet weather along with the high humidity along with it. In its place, a refreshing northwest wind flow today, driving the dew point and the relative humidity down this afternoon. With increasing sunshine, high temperatures will manage to get back into the lower 80s with some 70s across the higher terrain. High pressure will be overhead tonight, producing partly cloudy skies. Not as muggy tonight, with temperatures mainly in the lower 60s. A trough of low pressure in the Midwest will move through the Great Lakes today and into our region tomorrow. Ahead of the disturbance, we'll have the humidity build back up again tomorrow, and this will lead to a few passing showers or thunderstorms as that disturbance moves through. High temperatures, though, will still make it into the middle 80s. Behind this system, high pressure will build back in, keeping it dry and sunny for the day on Friday. The humidity will start to creep back in, and temperatures will be back into the upper 80s. In fact, we'll be back into the upper 80s again on Saturday as the humidity builds under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. The next disturbance will approach for the second half of the weekend. I think it'll stay mainly dry on Sunday. The humidity comes back in, and there is the risk of a shower or thunderstorm by the end of the day or Sunday night as temperatures reach back into the middle and upper 80s. Much cooler air will build in and drier, more comfortable air for the beginning of next week with increasing sunshine and a breeze, lower 80s Monday, and staying in the 70s with sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches and warnings remain in effect for a large part of eastern and southern Texas, including San Antonio and Houston. Deep tropical moisture is in place and continues to move in off the Gulf of Mexico. Another 1 to 3 inches of rain is likely in these areas, with a few locations of amounts up to 4 inches. This will produce localized flooding again today. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on newly formed Tropical Depression 6, located about 775 miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. The depression is moving toward the northwest near 15 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue with some decrease in forward speed as we head into the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow strengthening is forecast during the next day or two, and the depression is likely to become a tropical storm today. If the depression does reach tropical storm status, it will be named Fiona. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60. The record high 97 set in 1913, and the record low 40 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:53 p.m., 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and breezy with lower humidity today and highs right around 80, 70s in the mountains. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and breezy with lower humidity today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with lower humidity and high temperatures in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy today with lower humidity, high temperatures in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, lower 60s for overnight lows. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and breezy with lower humidity today, high temperatures in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny and warm on Friday, upper 80s. Warm and more humid Saturday, with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s. Partly sunny Sunday, humid with a late-day shower or thunderstorm, mid to upper 80s. Increasing sunshine, breezy Monday, cooler, lower humidity, lower 80s. And sunny and pleasant and in the 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.